Hey there, it's Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, a podcast geared towards the things you may be misunderstanding about the difficult relationships in your life. I did not understand it when I was in it, but I definitely understand it now, and I want to share that understanding with you so that you too can find the courage you didn't know you had to make the changes you didn't think you could make.
And this is another holiday question, but in reality, it's not really holiday. The listener actually sent it in because of the holidays. When I have my kids with me, I don't drink any alcohol. But sometimes my former brings my kids to meet me unexpectedly when they don't want to be with him. So through the holiday season, is it okay that I drink alcohol at a holiday party if I don't know if my kids are coming or not? Okay. This is going to be a lesson in a lot of places. When you separate or you divorce a spouse that you have decided is toxic for you, the goal is to get them out of your life. Because if you are in their life at any level, they're going to continue to try and control you. So what do we do when we decide to file for divorce? We hire an attorney, right? Why do we hire an attorney? Because we already know that we have spent years trying to fight them. And we already know they always get their way. They walk all over us. They cross our boundaries. Our voice is not heard. So we know in leaving them, we need a team. So we hire the attorney. The attorney puts paperwork in place to keep each of us accountable to the other one, because history has proven we don't get along. Amicable divorces, some of this stuff works, but if you're leaving a toxic marriage, paperwork in writing, finalized, signed, is imperative. Because my question to this listener is, why are you not sticking to the parenting plan that was finalized in the divorce? What good does it do you to go get a parenting plan that keeps him accountable to when he has the kids and you accountable to when you have the kids? Because the toxic person is going to want to keep communication up. So they're going to want to continue to stretch the boundaries of the paperwork that's in place. They're going to want to make you think that you can amicably decide when you're picking them up or when you're dropping them off. But why they want to do that is so they can still control your schedule. They can show up unexpectedly. They can mess up your plans. So if you're following the paperwork that you had signed in the agreement when the divorce was finalized, he shouldn't just be bringing the kids over anyway. You know, you have to heal. You have to take that time to recover and to find yourself and to start living your life again. And you do that when you don't have your kids. When you have your kids, you're a parent. When you don't, you are yourself. So I don't know that much about this person's divorce process, but we put the paperwork in place for a reason. Because you can't communicate and get your voice heard. Keep them accountable to the paperwork. Then when they want to bring the kids over early, all you have to say is, we're following the paperwork, or what does the paperwork say? Because the kids will get used to it. It's almost worse on the kids, shifting them back and forth, and they don't know the schedule. If you've put a schedule in the paperwork, the kids will get used to it and they'll be just fine. Kids adapt very, very well. And if it's a point of you say he can bring them over anytime because you want to make sure that you're there for your kids, you're going to be doing that until your kids are 18. So make sure you set boundaries with your kids as well, so that they're not just getting what they want when they want it by him dropping them off or you running over to get them. So in this case, this can I drink or can't I drink if I don't know that my kids are coming home? If you've got paperwork at the beginning of the year, send your former a text that says, starting now, for the visitation, we will be following the paperwork as it is written. Because that's what you put it in place for.
Hey, I'm Rachel. I found Dr. Heidi's podcast when I needed it most, as I was leaving an emotionally abusive marriage. Dr. Heidi validated my experience, made me feel less alone, and helped me start the healing that I could not have done alone. Dr. Heidi is now offering an exclusive members-only podcast where you can submit your questions, listen to others going through similar struggles, and hear Dr. Heidi's never-before-shared personal story. To learn more, go to www.itsnotnormalitstoxic.com. Join her members-only podcast. It's only $15 a month to get 2 bonus episodes every week, plus the chance to ask your questions to Dr. Heidi. Go to www.itsnotnormalitstoxic.com.